We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Samach Amabez, and we're having more famous Gemaras. You do with the Gemaras, especially those learn Chumash Rashi, and most people learn Chumash Rashi in Parashat Bereishis at least. So a lot of these Gemaras are very familiar. Rav Shimon ben Pazi Rami, Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Vayasal kimetz shnei ma'oyrei sagadolim." Says in the pasuk, Hashem made the two big luminaries, two big lights, and then it says, "Ma'ora gadolim shalas hayayim," the big light to be by day, which is the sun. "Ma'ora katan shalas halayla," and the small light, the yireach, to be by night. And it's a little shver. It says, "Vayasal kimetz shnei ma'oyrei sagadolim." So is it the big ones or not? The Ksiv is Ma'ora gadolim, is Ma'ora katan. Amro yireach vegarz baruch hu brenish loylam. After Shem Lachim and Shitam Shabakesa Echad, is it possible for two Malachim to use one crown? How could it be two Mayrais Hagadolim? Like we're two big luminaries. On Malah, okay. Lechia Matis Atzbacha, we'll make you smaller. Go make yourself smaller. Armel for a very slow, Mahala Martha for Nechadol Hagun, I tiny a good tiny, and Matis Atzbi, ours should be smaller. Now the Ram Shiv explains the case, what does he want? He doesn't want to be smaller, what does he want? The sun should be smaller? That's not right either. So look at Ram Shiv, his tiny was, I had a good taina, so make him bigger. Don't make me smaller. That was one taina. Or let's take turns. One month will be you, 1 month will be me. But we can't be together. But don't make me smaller. Amalah. So God Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'll make you smaller, but I'll give you some other things to make you feel better. L'chi u'mashal b'yom v'layla. You'll be there by day and night because sometimes the moon shines by day as well. So you're going to get this thing that you could be by day and night. Amalei, my rabuse, what's the big deal? Shragatir my honey, what does it help? A candle by day doesn't help much. So my moon by day doesn't do much. Amalah, zil limnubach yishol yom v'shanim. Klal Yisrael will count with you the days. The days of a chodesh go with the moon, and the years also go with the moon. Amalei, yom enami efshad loy monabei v'tkuvasa. The sun also gets involved in years because you always go with the tkufa. If it's a wrong tkufa, it's a wrong season, they're going to make an ibayah, they're going to make a leap year. The chsiv v'hoyu lo'oisayis, and the pasuk is clear about the sun, that the sun is v'hoyu lo'oisayis v'lo mo'yadim v'yom v'shanim. It's used for yom tovim, for the days and the years. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something else. Zil likru tzadikim v'shvecha. Tzadikim will call with your name. Your name is Ma'ara Katan. People will be called Katan. Yaakov HaKatan. Yaakov Avinu is called Katan in Amos. It says, Miyakum Yaakov Katan Hu. And Shmuel HaKatan. Who Shmuel HaKatan is a big shaila in the Farshim. Some say it means the Amira named Shmuel HaKatan. He might have been a Tana or Amira, but he's the one who's Mesakim V'lam HaShinim. He's Anshin Gansar Adela, so in that time, so it could be a Shtikla Tana, Shmuel HaKatan. And, or it means Shmuel HaNavi, but there we don't find it's called a Katan. And David HaKatan, and David HaKatan is called a Katan, the Pasuk says, David HaKatan, Ushtoish HaGadelim, Holch HaKishol. So he's saying, okay, we're going to name Tzadikim after you. Chazla Kamais Vidaita, still the moon is not happy. Amakar Shbaruch Hu, Aviyu Kapara Elai, bring a Kapara for me now, Shema Atasi as a Yarech, because I made you too small, a Yarech. Vahainu, Dom Rav Shema Lakish, Manish Tana Saros HaRosh Chodesh Nambar Lashem, and all the Chatoyas in Pinchas, it says, which is Exodus Parasha, Usir Chatas Echa, all these little shyness, but by Rosh Chodesh, it's like this. Seir Izim Echa Lachaz Lashem. Allah is like, why is it Lashem? Because the Remez that's coming for Hashem. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu, Sorezei Kapara Alai, Shematasi Yese Yereach. I made the Yereach smaller. Now, what does it mean, Kapara Alai? It's a very severe lashon. So actually, Rashi and Shavuah says, Heviu Kapara Lahofis Daita Shalavana. It's just like to make the Levana feel better, we bring up carbon. There's no such thing as Kapara on Kosh Baruch Hashem. It means, we bring it to make the Levana feel good every month. On Rosh Chodesh, we bring a sawyer. Look, oh, you're too small, but we'll make you feel better. Bring a carbon for you. Rav Asi Rami, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vatoitze Ores Desha. It says in the Pasuk that Vatoitze Ores Desha, Esim Zira Zera. And the problem is, that's in Perek Al Pasuk Yud Beis, in Bereishis. Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, it says, V'chol Siach Asoda Terem Yeh Baretz. V'chol Esav Asoda, the ace of the grass of the ground, Terem Yitzmach, did not grow yet. K'lo Himta Hashem L'kim Al Aretz. There's no Adam there to dam for the rain, and there was it didn't come out. So what do you mean? Did it come out? Did it not come out? On Tuesday, my Shabbos is the Sham came out, and they omed on the doorstep of the ground. Achaba Adam Arishon because Shlem Rachamim until Adam Arishon came and davened. The Yoredu Gesham and the Gesham rained with Samchu and then it started sprouting. Lamdecha Shekars Baruch Hu Misabel Tvilas Tzadikim. See, the Kars Baruch Hu wants the connection, the Tfilah of the Tzadikim. Rachamim Papa Havilehu Ginza. He had this garden, planted a garden. And he planned to have a very good smack of vegetables there, tomatoes, cucumbers. Showed the babies running. He planted the seeds. Like Tzavach didn't plant. By Rachme David, also mitran rained with Tzavach, and it grew. Omar, he says, "Hi, what happened to Rav Asi?" That's the same musically learned from Rav Asi. Same idea of Rav Asi that Misavel Tvoshen Shal Sadikim. So the more right. Omar Chana Barova Hashasuya Beriyo Freyatzmahu. It says in the Parsha Shemini, we have all the different animals that are Malagera or not Malagera. Then we have, again, a repeat in Parsha Shemini, but there's some new things there. One of the new things in Parsha Shemini is Hashasua. It says, Azeloi Soichlu Malagera Frisea Parsha, Hashasua, and Es HaGomel. HaGomel we had already. Es HaNeves Ves HaShofan, Gimalagerahu. So in Parsha Shemini, we only have three that are Malagera that which are non kosher. What are they? The Gomel, the HaNeves, and the Shofan. Here we added on the Shasua. Shasu is a type of camel. Amar Rav Chana bar Rava, Shasu a berry from the Atzvi. It's its own type of species. So yes, lo shnei gavim. It has two humps, the shnei shadrois, and two spines. V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu kanigi hoya, oi balistari hoya? Was Moshe Rabbeinu a kanigi, which means, was he a hunter? Oi balistari? Was he someone, someone shoots arrows? Hoya? So how in the world did he know, how in the world does Moshe Rabbeinu have the guts to say that the only animals in the world, we know there's hundreds of thousands of different animals, and he says the only animals in the world are the Malagera, which are kosher, which have split hooves, and there are three or four that are Malagera without split hooves. Like, how would he know that? You have to check out every single animal in Africa to see if the Malagera. So what's going on? Taritz, this is the biggest riot, Tarim and Shemayim. This is the truth that someone says ain't Torah in Yisrael. It's the biggest riot because no one in the world ever could even have a Havamina saying such a thing written 3,000 years ago, or more, close to 4,000 years ago. But they written the Torah and said there's nothing else. It means you have to know, you have to be the creator of the world. The only way you do it is the only way to rise is the creator of the world. Omle Rav Chista Rav Tavchit Bar Avina Zilkasoyv. I like those words. Write Kenigi uvlisteri bagartech. Write it in your agadosvarim uparsha and explain it because those words are very unique. The unique words and write them in your sefer. Put them in your sefer. It's a cool word. It's a very unique word. And once you mention that saying that Rav Chista said, we're going to mention another drasha because there he said the same thing. It says in the pasuk.
Well, these words before.
Which words?
Okay.
Huh? Yeah. So it says in the pasuk, it says in Yeshua, "Minashichar Asher Pnei Mitzrayim Ad Vadgul Ekroin Tzefoyin Leknani Techoshev Chamesha Sarni Plishtin." There are five Plishti rulers or Plishti families with our clans, five Plishtim clans: Ha'azasi, Va'ashdudi, Ha'ashkeloni, Hagiti. We have the four already. Va'akroini, Va'avim. All together six. Now it's hard to say that there's five clans and the six leaders. What's going on over here? So Chamesh are Plishtim, Ha'azasi va'Ashdudi. That's two. Ashkeloni Hagiti is four. Va'akroini va'Avim. What's going on here? Omar Chamisha. Yes, Chamisha. He said five. V'Chashav Shishi. He counts six. Omar Rav Yerushin Arnuki Shalahem Chamisha. Arnuki means the Chashuvim of them are five. There were six, but the five of them are Chashuv. So now it's a nice word, Arnuki. Only Rav Chista is saying that's where this more comes in. Only Rav Chista of Tanachim Baravina, Kusoyv Arnuki Bagatech, write the word Arnuki in your Agadah Svarim, Uparsha, and explain it, because that's a very unique word. Now, this fact that we're saying that Avim, one of the leaders of the Plishtin, Pligi the Rav, Doma Rav, Avim was not a Plishti, Mitaimon Bo. Avim was from Taimon, which Taimon is from the family of Esav. Taman is Ben Alifaz, it was from that family. And Tosis explains, because the Pasuk right after this Pasuk says Taman. So Tosis speaks out, Demasla Avim et Taman Bo. Says, Bein is a Kroyus Ha'e Mesefi Yahushua. V'hochik Siv, Chamesha Sarni Plushtin, Ha'azosi V'ashdudi V'ashkoloini Ha'agiti Ha'akroini V'avim, V'hodduch Siv, Mit Taman Kolarat Gdani Yemar Asher Litzidonim. Ad afka ad gvul amayru. V'hashtam farish rav, zog toisvis, v'avim d'ksiv v'soif kura, kama, The last word of the pasuk before is going on the first word of the next pasuk of Teiman. So it's machlokes is really now if Avim is Plishtim or Avim is from the family of Esav. Well, plead the Rav Dama Rav Avim Miteima Bo. Tainam Alki, don't debrise like that. Avim Miteima Bo. Velomer Kishmei Avim. Why are they called Avim? Sheivshuas Mekaimam. That they left their Mokim and they left the Mokim of Teiman. And because of that, it got destroyed. And the Nesav is also getting destroyed. Their place got destroyed because they left it. Dovacha Avim Sheivu, and it's like Ayin, you switch the word Aleph. Sheivu Lo Sarbe. They wanted a lot of different gods, and therefore they went to the Plishtim to try out other Getchkas. Dovacha Avim Shekal Royo Yisov Machzosi Avim. Anyone who sees them were so scared that they got a cramp. Omrav Yosef, Islu Shitzri Dori Shinu Chol Chad V'Chad. Each have 16 rows of teeth, whatever that means. I'm not sure what that means. They have 16 rows of teeth to each one, and the Maral explains, of course, they're cannibals. They eat people. That's why they're so scary, and they have a lot of teeth. And these Avim are very scary. Omrav Shem Malakash, Harbi Mekroyes Shru'uyen Lisroi Fehinei Guvetayru. There are a lot of psukim which are royu to be soirif, like Yusairif, of the curses safer because it looks like that makes no sense. It looks like what's the positive teaching us? But really, these psukim are huge yisoides in the Torah. You just have to know the pshat. What are one of the examples? In the pasuk it says, the pasuk in Devarim, in Parashas Devarim, it says, Va'avim ayoshim v'chaserim ar aza, kaftarim ayoshim v'kaftar shmidum v'yoshatachtehim. It says, the kaftarim that came from kaftar destroyed them and came instead of them. So it means there was a city that the Avim lived there. It was in Chatzer Maraza. The Kaftarim came there, and Klaiso came and knocked out the Kaftarim. Now what's that negay? Who cares who lived there before? What's a negay? Mein hafklamina. So Marsha says, Pasha, made the Aspe Avimelech l'Avraham. Avimelech made Avraham make a shua, and they made a deal, and they said, Tishkali lunini lunachti. They're not going to chaper with them, the kids, or the eniklach. So the problem is, Avim's from Plishtim. That's where Avimelech was the king. So how can you capture their land? You're not like chaper with the Avim. Amakar's Baruch Hu, leisu kaftarim, let the kaftarim come, lifku ma'avim, let them take away from the Avim, the Hainu Plishtin, but leisu Yisrael, and then Yisrael will come, lifku ma'avim, and will take away from the kaftarim. So it sounds like, first of all, we had a machlekes, the Avim are from Plishtim or from Esav. So this Gemara, this Drasha, obviously is going, the Avim is from Plishtim. Because we're saying that they're from Plishtim, you couldn't chaper them because you have neshu with Avimelech. So if we need the Kaftarim, then I got the Avim. But Rashi speaks out that it's true, Rosh Lakish is definitely going, Avim is from Plishtim. But even if your old Avim is from Teiman, which is Esav, you'd have the same problem. Because it says also about Esav, you shouldn't chaper with Esav. Like we had the Parashat Chukas, that they wanted to go through Adam, and Melech Adam said, don't come through me, and they had to go around. So either way, you had to be kashered up by the Kaftarim at the Nakat Avim, and that's what the Pasuk teaches us. You read this Pasuk, you think, oh, it's time a history lesson. It's not Chas HaShalom. This is Mamash Gufei Torah. It teaches how the Klai Yisrael capture it, either the Shvua, or you know, the Chepo with Adam. Either way, Zok the Torah, no, Kaftarim knocked them out. And therefore, the Kaftarim were here, and Kaftarim ready, let him knock out. Similarly, Kirit Zidavat Toimer, it says in the Pasuk, Yichesbo in Ir Sicho in Melech Amari, Vahu Nilcho Melech Moya. It says this city Cheshbon, which Klai Yisrael captured, was the ear of Sichon. But the truth is, it used to be part of Moav. But he, Sichon, attacked Moav and captured from Moav. It says, "Ki Cheshbon ear Sichon Melech Amari, who nilchem Melech Moav Arishon, vayikach as kol arzo miyado yad Arnon." He took all the land away. My nafkamina, damvulu akaris brochli Yisrael. Al tatzar as Moav. You not let capture. You not let chaper. You not let bother Moav. So therefore, my guys broke. Let Sichon leap from Moav. Let Sichon come and take it away from Moav. But let Yisrael live from Sichon, and let Klai Yisrael come and take it away from Sichon. Take it away from Sichon. But let Yisrael velipku Sichon, take it away from Sichon. Behind it, Amar Papa, Amin Moav Tiru Sichon. Amin Moav. Parts of Amin and Moav were purified through Sichon. And that's because Sichon came there. Now Klai Yisrael can attack it. And Rashi gives other examples as well with the Rephaim. Ayin Rashi has Arichas on this and explains the other examples of this as well, that they had to be in order to capture them, you first had to make sure they're a nation which you're allowed to capture. So here, it's always the one of the first ones I remember speaking out. So years ago, like here, Sichon came and had this major victory. He was thinking, "Oh wow, am I a Gvaldik, a general? I just captured half of Ammon and Moab over a huge mount." And me, it was a joke. The whole thing to capture was in order for him to be captured. The whole thing was a waste of time. If he would have done that, they wouldn't have been captured. All he did is he just got all that land because Kadosh Baruch Hu let him have it. Why? Because he wanted Klal Yisrael to have it. He did it all. He did all the dirty work for Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says like this. Also, a pasuk in Parshas Devarim, it says in the pasuk, "Tzidonim yikru lecherem on Siryon, va'amayru yikru lesnir." That Tzidonim call cherem on Siryon, and amayru yikru lesnir. Now, Rashi Chumash has his own pshat, which does not have some of the Gemara. Rashi Chumash just says that every nation had their own name for this mountain. Chermoin all means snow, but so Chermoin either it's called Snir or Syrian. But Gemara is a little different. So then we grew the Chermoin Syria in Tana Snir v'Syria Mahari Eretz Yisrael. Snir v'Syria are names of other mountains Eretz Yisrael. It means snow, and the other very big snow capped mountains Eretz Yisrael. And here, when the Tzidonim they lived near Chermoin, the Mount of Chermoin, they named the cities on Chermoin after mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Malamit shekol echav echam umusayel mahalach abana loy krach gal la'atzmoy v'hel loy Hashem hori Eretz Yisrael. They called it the names of mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Lamdecha shafilu hori Eretz Yisrael, even mountains of Eretz Yisrael, which is not the most chosh of places, even those are chaviv mal umusayel, they call cities after those mountains. Ki yitzibay nacha pasik, which also it's hard to understand what it is until you know the pshat. Again, if you learn Rukumash Rashi, you'll notice already. Ki Yitzeh Bo, it says in the Pasuk, this is in Parashat Vayigash, V'sa'om hever oisei la'arim, mikseh gvul mitzrayim v'akaseo. It says that after Yosef collected all the money of Gantz Eretz Mitzrayim, there's no money left. What he did was, he moved everyone. People lived in Goshen, he moved them to Alexandria, from Alexandria to Goshen, he moved them all over the place. No one had any place to live anymore. They all were guests. Why in the world, what was that first one, the gate of Pasuk? What's the Pasuk telling us? What was the point? In order that the brothers should not feel like guests and in Galus, the whole world was in Galus. There was no neighbors, there was no cliques. Everyone got moved around, and that was the point of Yosef HaTzadik doing such a thing, is moving everyone around to make his brothers more comfortable. And that's what we see from all these pshatim, that every pasuk has a lesson and has a gufei Torah, has maridika depth to it. Even psukim that look like, superficially look like stam stories, they're really here to teach us different lessons and different halachos.